Paul the Apostle stands as one of the most influential figures in Christian history. His life, his writings, and his unwavering commitment to spreading the gospel shaped the early church and continue to impact believers today. From his dramatic conversion to his tireless missionary journeys, Paul's story is one of transformation, dedication, and divine purpose. Before he became known as Paul, he was Saul of Tarsus. He was a devout Pharisee, highly educated, and deeply committed to the law. Saul believed he was defending God's truth by opposing followers of Jesus. He actively persecuted Christians, convinced that he was doing what was right. But everything changed on the road to Damascus. While traveling to arrest Christians, Saul experienced a powerful and life-altering encounter with Jesus. A bright light from heaven suddenly surrounded him, and he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" In that moment, Saul realized that he was not fighting for God. He was resisting him. He was blinded for 3 days, unable to see, forced to pause, and completely dependent. Then God sent Ananias to pray for him. Saul received his sight, was baptized, and began a completely new life. The man who once persecuted the church became one of its strongest advocates. This moment reminds us that no one is beyond the reach of God's grace. God can interrupt a life, redirect it, and use it for his purpose. After his conversion, Paul did not choose comfort. He chose obedience. He dedicated his life to preaching the gospel, even when it meant suffering. He faced imprisonment, beatings, rejection, and constant danger. Yet he remained faithful. Paul understood something deeply. His life was no longer his own. As he said in Galatians 2 verse 20, he had been crucified with Christ, and now he lived by faith in him. This kind of commitment challenges us. Paul did not follow Christ halfway. He gave everything. Paul's ministry was marked by extensive missionary journeys. He traveled across regions like Asia Minor, Greece, and Rome, planting churches and strengthening believers. He was specifically called to reach the Gentiles, those outside of the Jewish community. Through his work, the message of Jesus spread beyond cultural and geographical boundaries. Paul did not measure success by comfort or recognition. He measured it by obedience to God's calling. One of Paul's greatest contributions is the letters he wrote, which now make up a large portion of the New Testament. He wrote to churches and individuals, offering guidance, correction, and encouragement. These letters include Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. Through these writings, Paul explained powerful truths about faith. He taught about justification by faith, the role of grace in salvation, unity in Christ, and living a Spirit-led life. His words continue to shape how we understand the gospel today. Paul had a unique ability to communicate deep spiritual truths in a way that was both clear and practical. His life and his writings still guide believers around the world. There is so much we can learn from Paul. His life reminds us that transformation is possible. No past is too broken for God to redeem. It reminds us that purpose comes from God. Paul did not choose his mission. He responded to it. It reminds us that faith requires commitment. Following Christ is not always easy, but it is always worth it. And it reminds us that the gospel is for everyone. No matter your background, the message of Jesus is for you. Paul's ministry eventually led him to Rome, where he was imprisoned. Even in chains, he continued to write and encourage others. Tradition tells us that Paul was martyred for his faith. But his death was not the end of his influence. His legacy continues. Paul's life shows us that a life fully surrendered to God leaves an impact far beyond what we can see. So the question is this: are we fully committed to the calling God has placed on our lives? Are we willing to be transformed and used for his purpose? Because faith is not just about what we believe. It is about how we live. Continue walking faithfully and growing deeply in his word at walkingwiththelord.net.